It's Monday, June 14th, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed. Give it up, slam it, jam it to the pump, pump. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
People see rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
Oh, very good music right there from Lund, Sweden. That's the band The Radio Department. They're typically kind of shoegazery, and that song, Heaven's on Fire, not so much. It's from a new album called Clinging to a Scheme, and Clinging to a Scheme is probably their least shoegazery album to date. It still is a little more shoegazery than that song, but I like that song a whole lot and thought it was a good way to start off this Hurrah episode of The Sounds of My Head. And I should also note that beginning sound clip of Thurston Moore at the beginning of the song, that wasn't me. Like, I know I put the sound clips in between songs from time to time, but that one there was actually part of the song. I didn't add it. And a good little quote it was. Okay, up next, also from Sweden, they're from Gothenburg. This is the band Bye Bye Bicycle. I put them on the show a while back before their album had come out. They just had a couple of singles, and now their album's out. It's called Compass, and it's really pretty darn good. So if you liked Bye Bye Bicycle, if you remember when I put them on the show, your kind of typical Swedish lush pop kind of stuff. It's really great stuff. We're going to hear two songs now. We're going to hear the song called Navigation, and then we're going to hear a song called Agent, and they're both from their debut album called Compass. Check it out, Bye Bye Bicycle from Sweden, right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Time. There was a story in the paper this week about a world-class asshole. His name was Dan Duncan, the 74th richest man in the world, a Houston oil man. See, everything is about oil and how evil it is.
Drilling.
And this guy loved being near nature's most beautiful creatures and blowing holes in them. He loved killing rare big game. He killed lions, leopards, elephants, buffalo, rhinoceros, polar bears. At Christmas, he'd blow the holy hell out of a partridge in a pear tree. He was just a great guy, but it has a happy ending. He had a brain hemorrhage in March, and thanks to the Bush tax cuts, no estate taxes were paid. This is the 74th most wealthy man in the world, $9 billion, and his kids get all of it. Now, this is a loophole just for this year, right? But the estate tax comes back next year when it will apply to all of 5,500 people. It seems like we have to tax something. Why not tax rich, dead people?
In a minute she'll be behind me, sucking on her pocket Vanillin.
la, sha la la. Couples are shopping for babies' cots with modern safety thinking, sha la la, sha la la. Those city stars don't shine so bright.
Your frames are practical, but by no means boutique.
The pop aesthetics bar removed tonight.
It was 5, 4, 10, so I made it again.
This is magic. Yes, it's magic. Sha-la-la. Life is magic. Yes, it's magic. Sha-la-la. La-la.
When we're waiting for a bus to come take us somewhere, I'm thinking sha-la-la. Sha-la-la. And if it never seems to come, so we walk instead, I'm thinking sha-la-la. Sha-la-la. Suburban kids may tease our style.
Well, all you can do is just show them a smile.
I may need to stop and rest a while. This is magic. Yes, it's magic. Sha-la-la.
No top hat.
No bunny. Still, it's magic.
Sha-la-la.
La-la.
Two songs in a row right there by Sounds of My Head favorites, The Brunettes. They're from Auckland, New Zealand, and those are both from their most recent album, came out a few months back, called Paper Dolls. The two songs we just heard were Red Roller Skates and Magic, No Bunny. And I really like both those tracks. The new album, pretty good. They have continued to sort of develop as a band, getting a more and more polished, produced sort of sound, and I like it a lot. I like everywhere they've gone. And Magic, No Bunny, it reminds me, I just saw this Magic show. Which I guess magic, typically people don't think of it as very cool, but this particular magic show is very cool. It's called Chamber Magic. It's, the magician is Steve Cohen, and you go to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. It's very, you know, it's where presidents stay, kind of a hotel, and you go into like a president's suite there, and there's like 40 people, and you sit on chairs, and then there's a magician, Steve Cohen, at the front of the room, and he involves everybody in all the tricks, and it is mind-blowing. Like, it is truly, like, you've never seen magic as amazing as the stuff that Steve Cohen does. So, if you like magic the way I do, or apparently the way the Brunettes do, with that magic No Bunny thing, it's just a little plug there from me to you. Go see Steve Cohen's Chamber Magic. It will blow your mind. It's unlike other magic. You haven't seen stuff like this before. It's really good. You have to dress up. It's formal. It's very good. Okay, enough about magic. I kind of like magic a lot. But anyway, enough about that. How about a band from Los Angeles? You've probably never heard of them. They're called Walking Sleep, and they're pretty good. Their debut album just came out. It's called Measures, and we're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear The Cause and Final Chapter. They're both from Measures by Walking Sleep, and Sarah Rattle, who I've played on the show before, is in the band, and she's the female vocalist in here. So check it out, Walking Sleep from Los Angeles with The Cause, followed by Final Chapter.
We'll be right back.
Meg Whitman, the former head of CEO of eBay, and Carly Fiorini, the former head of Hewlett-Packard, both said it. They'd like to run the state like a business. Could we retire this canard? Why should we run a state? First of all, it's a different skill set. But a business is there to serve and protect profits. A politician getting elected should be there to serve and protect people.
And I'm not sure this is the season to be arguing for corporate management.
No, I also think if you look at the skills of the specific people who have tried to go from business into politics recently, you look at people like Mitt Romney at Bain Management, you look at Carly Fiorina with HP, both of them achieved what financial success they did in business by sending American jobs overseas and shutting down American manufacturing. So if that's what you want to do, and if you want to bring that skill set to government, I welcome the debate.
Thank you. of sorrow, and somehow I just know. And somehow I just knew.
Oh, the New Pornographers, right there with the song Daughters of Sorrow. That's from their new album called Together. And I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of the new record. I guess other people like it a lot or something. I found it kind of boring. But Daughters of Sorrow, pretty good. And, you know, I noticed that Walking Sleep, something about it kind of reminded me of the New Pornographers a little bit. So I thought, well, you know, I never put anything on from that New Pornographers record. So there it was, Daughters of Sorrow. And whenever I hear New Pornographers, I always think of Nico Case, even though I guess it's really more, you know, the other people in the band. She just kind of tags along and sings sometimes. But I always think of her anyway. And when I think of Nico Case, I also kind of think of Kirsty MacColl of England. You know, she was on the Pogues, Fairy Tale in New York. She's the female vocalist on that song. She also had her own glorious career. And her voice kind of reminds me of New Pornographers' Nico Case quite a bit. Here's just a little sample of Don't Come the Cowboy With Me, Sonny Jim. That's the song title by Kirsty MacColl. And you can just hear the, I'm just going to play the first few, you know, 30 seconds of it or something. You can hear the similarities, I think, between Kirsty MacColl and Nico Case. Here we go. Kind of similar, right? I think there's a definite similarity, even with the little country influence that Nico Case used to do more than she does now. Anyway, speaking of Kirsty MacColl, how about if we just hear a song of hers that I really like? It's one of my favorites. It's called They Don't Know, and I'm pulling it off her Galore, the Best of Kirsty MacColl album, but you know, you can get it on other stuff that I'll link to on the website, because I don't think this old collection is available as much. Kirsty MacColl died in a weird way. She kind of gruesome. She was diving in Mexico, and a speedboat like killed her. Like it ran over her while she was like snorkeling or something. Pretty awful. Like I didn't know that about her until recently, but pretty terrible thing that. Okay, sorry. And on that bummer of a note, here we go. Kirsty MacColl with They Don't Know, a really great song on Sounds of My Head. Make it right and I don't know.
trouble seems to follow you. It's always round you like something you subscribe to. Be prepared, there must be something in you turning boys to men and then back again.
That was Peter, Bjorn, and John from Stockholm doing their song Nothing to Worry About. That's from their newest album called Living Thing, and I think it's a pretty terrible album. I just don't really like it very much at all, but I really do like Nothing to Worry About, and I think most people will agree with me that is the standout track on the record. So if you liked it, might as well go and pick up that one track in iTunes and then leave the rest of it behind. But Living Thing, not their best album, but Nothing to Worry About, very good song. So there you go, Peter, Bjorn, and John, always favorites here on The Sounds of My Head. Speaking of favorites on The Sounds of My Head, how about Vampire Weekend? I know I try to put them on every episode. If there's any way I can work in a Vampire Weekend song, and I don't know if that means that I'm like a teenage girl or that teenage girls are having increasingly good music taste, because apparently that's who likes Vampire Weekend these days. I'm still a big fan of Vampire Weekend, I gotta say. And they've released a song. It's on this new Twilight movie. It's like a vampire series for girls or something. I don't really understand it, but I've never seen the movie. I think it's a sequel. I haven't seen the first one. I don't know anything about it, but I do know that these soundtracks for these movies, they get a bunch of different, you know, kind of hot bands. And it being a vampire movie targeted at teenage girls, I guess having Vampire Weekend on the soundtrack seemed like a natural fit. And so that's what they did. So they've got a new song. It's called Jonathan Lowe. And we're going to hear it right now. It's pretty good. Though, I must say, this The Twilight Saga Eclipse, I think that's the name of the movie. Terrible soundtrack, really. I had high hopes because it has a lot of good bands on it, or a lot of interesting bands. But I thought it was pretty bad overall. And really, this Vampire Weekend song and the song by DJ Shadow's Uncle Project, it's pretty good too. But the rest of the album, pretty terrible. And unfortunately, you have to buy the whole album. So it's kind of like a ripoff. So I would say, instead of buying the album, I don't normally advocate the piracy, but, you know, they're going to sell a bunch of them to, like, teenage girls anyway. So maybe just go on the internet, pokey-clicky, do some bloggy searches. I'm sure somebody's posted this song. And that way you can avoid dropping the cash on the whole record. So here we go, Vampire Weekend with Jonathan Lowe, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Just want to be
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Meridian by Bye Bye Bicycle. I also talked over 4 Months in the Shade by The Radio Department, Bumblebee Bolero by Harry Bauer, and Warm Heart of Africa, the Architecture in Helsinki remix featuring Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend by The Very Best. If you like the music you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com or on Facebook, where you should become a fan, and I can tell you about things. You can take part in the whole online community, whatever the hell it is people do. And I like Facebook, so you should join up. Facebook, it's all the rage these days with everybody, not just the kids, but with everybody. Everybody's on the Facebook machine, so you should sign up and be a fan of this hurrah show on the Facebook. And tune in again in 2 weeks on June 28th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.